The Féile an Phobail Festival in West Belfast is insisting that Frankie Boyle will perform this evening, despite the fact that parents of children with disabilities have said that it is rude, it is offensive, and they do not want it to go ahead. The festival organisers apologised. They said they were deeply sorry for any hurt or offence that had been caused by Frankie Boyle's appearances in the past, but they're going ahead with it anyway. That's the reality. Commentator Heidi McAlpine's with us today, the commentator and NI1 councillor, Johnny McCarthy. Heidi, morning to you.
Morning.
And Johnny, morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you think, Heidi?
Well, look, I mean, obviously it was always going to go ahead, because if you were to cancel something that's printed in the programme and is now a sellout, it probably would have been a sellout easily anyway, but no doubt this controversy has certainly helped. That would have been damaging for Féile and for freedom of speech. I'm all for freedom of speech, but the issue I have with this particular comedian is the content of his comedy, which I find personally is insulting to people who can't stand up for themselves. So it is going ahead. I'll be very interested to see. No doubt there will be undercover or all sorts of reporters and media types there to digest and dissect what he has to say, and we'll hear about it tomorrow. But it will be interesting to see if he actually responds to this controversy and says anything and even works it into his show. It is a shame that it's come to this, and it's a shame that people who have protested against him are now seem to be the receivers of negative comment from people who are supportive of Frankie Boyle.
Johnny McCarthy, you're disabled. You've got spina bifida, right?
Yes.
Do you think that the festival organisers should have asked Frankie Boyle not to insult people with Down syndrome again, or is it okay that they've given them a free-for-all again because he's a comedian?
No, look, what people don't talk about in these certain issues is that when they come up, people always think it's great that you're standing up for people with disabilities, because there's this societal view that people with disabilities are vulnerable, can't stand up for themselves. And the wider impact of that is that there's less representation of people with disabilities in public life. They don't achieve the same grades at school. They don't take part in sport. There are fewer in relationships, there are fewer people with disabilities with children. And the reason I latched on to stand-up comedy in the first place was it was the first time in my life that I was in a situation where I was the same as everybody else. I was going to get ripped into the same as everybody else. And that didn't happen before anywhere else. Like, I used to play wheelchair basketball as well. And what people would say is, oh, it's great, it's fantastic, you're an inspiration to play wheelchair basketball. And what I would tell them is, no, I'm not. I didn't achieve anything. Now, if I went to the Paralympics, if I was actually good at it, because I wasn't actually that good, that I could say that might be an inspiration. But there's this view that it's such an achievement for people with disabilities to get out of bed in the morning, that they're an inspiration just to do that. And that is so hurtful to people with disabilities as a whole.
Very powerful argument, Heidi.
That's not the argument, you see. You've totally missed the point. The argument is that Frankie Boyle's content that people are offended by and upset by is that he was talking about children and children with Down syndrome who've got absolutely no redress. And that, frankly, is abhorrent. Personally, I believe it's certainly not funny. And Féile an Phobail is a great event, and certainly it likes to be controversial in a lot of its content, whether it's talks with Jeremy Corbyn or the Chief Constable of PSNI. And this sort of fits in to that debate, that discussion, having Frankie Boyle over. But that specific content that he said about children with Down syndrome and talking about Katie Price's
he joked about just for the context. He joked. He made jokes about the fact, and it is a fact, that people with Down syndrome, on average, have a shorter lifespan. So he made fun of people with Down syndrome dying early.
I think as well, going more specifically to what's happening. Yes, at that point in that joke, the lady who had a child with Down syndrome, she complained. There were also probably 1,000 other people there that laughed. Frankie Boyle has made a career on touching taboo subjects. And it gets down to the point, if you don't like it, that is perfectly within your right. You don't have to go to the show. You don't have the right to tell any other people that may like his style of comedy that they can't go to watch it.
Shane Todd, the comedian, is with us this morning as well. Morning to you, Shane.
Hi, Stephen.
What's your take on this?
Well, as a comedian, you know, I can see both sides. I think Frankie Boyle's a very intelligent comedian. He often puts a different slant on things, even though he is talking about a taboo subject. He's approaching it from a different angle. But when it's written in black and white, it can seem a lot worse than when it's performed in context on stage.
Except when he performed it on stage, one of the mothers of someone with Down syndrome found it deeply offensive.
Yeah, totally get that. You know, I don't think the first thing on his checklist when he's doing a gig is to offend. I think it's to make people laugh. As a byproduct of what he's talking about, sometimes people do get offended, and that's a shame. I can totally understand that as well. But by and large, you know, he pushes the boundaries. He's set a certain line for himself, and he's got, you know, millions of fans for doing that.
If he's
been banned from television, he's been banned from BBC and Channel 4 for being controversial. And what's the oblique angle?
I don't think he's been banned. He's not currently on, is a better way of putting it.
He hasn't been banned.
He has not been banned. I'm sure he has not been banned, actually, so let's be careful.
But his programmes were pulled, and he did get a rap on the knuckles by broadcasters because of his content. That doesn't happen very often these days. So, I mean, he certainly is beyond pushing taboos. He's making taboos the centre part of his comedy content. But what's the oblique angle, I'm wondering, from which comedy comes whenever you're talking about children with Down syndrome and their short life expectancy?
Again, this sort of looks at specifically one joke in black and white. Nobody's talking about, if you look at some of Frankie Boyle's DVDs, he makes, as Shane says, he has really interesting jokes about the Paralympics, which aren't offensive. They're just an interesting way of putting it in the prospect of humanity as a whole. He's got a great joke about one of his friends in university who had restricted growth. So people are focusing on this one joke when you're not focusing on the set as a whole. I do feel obliged to say as well that Frankie Boyle isn't the only comedian on tonight. There are other, there are two other great Northern Irish comedians as well. So it's spoken on, and again, I just want to stress that although, yes, we're talking about this one situation with a joke about a child with Down syndrome, you know, the headline at the top of the show was parents of people with disabilities are protesting about a joke about people with disabilities. So it's brought into that wider context, which,
know,
I feel very
uncomfortable.
They're standing up for their children. That's why it's the parents. The children can't protest.
But again, so who is to say that what subjects are taboo and what subjects can be joked about and what subjects can't? Who gets that final say?
Would you joke about that particular subject? Would you joke about somebody's child who is disabled? It's been more than one joke, and that's the focus because that has been elevated above all other content.
In other words, Johnny, would you stand on a stage and say, "Ha ha, your child because of their disability is going to die early"? Would you do that?
Well,
and I'm paraphrasing him, but would you do that?
Exactly. Yeah. This is very, very, is very much paraphrasing what the joke is. But I don't know personally because I haven't come up with a joke to do with that. A lot of the jokes I do joke about disability. I joke about disability, or I did haven't performed in a while, but I joke about disability permanently throughout my set for the exact point that I raised that it should not be a taboo subject. It shouldn't be seen as the whole of humanity, and then people with disabilities.
So again, you're missing the point. And I mean, I think if people who are disabled and people want to make jokes about disabilities, that's a sort of a different issue. This is about children with Down syndrome, or indeed Katie Price's son, Harvey, who has obviously got, disabilities, and they're not able to stand up for themselves. So here come the adults to do it on their behalf, and then a certain section of society thinks, oh, you know, what about freedom of speech? You can't decide what's funny, what's not funny. Well, actually, people have as much a right to freedom of speech to protest against this content as they do to defend the content.
Shane Todd, you know how these gigs work. You know how comedians come on and off stage. Another interesting aspect of this, Shane, is that Frankie Boyle will be given an absolute platform tonight to do whatever he wants. Do you think it really is for the Fela and Phobel Festival to provide Frankie Boyle with the opportunity to get in and out of that festival unchallenged by journalists? In other words, do you think, and I don't know if they're going to do this or not, so I'm asking the question ahead of what they may or may not do. But for example, if they were to let him go in a back door, so that he didn't have to walk through the protests. For example, if they were to keep journalists who will be up there tonight to question him away from him, that's not really free speech. That's not the same principle with which they're treating Frankie Boyle, that he should be allowed to say what he wants. Should journalists be allowed access to him tonight?
I don't think so. I mean, he's a comedian. He's there to do a show. He's not there to do anything else. He's been booked to do X amount of minutes of stand-up. So he's not really questionable to anybody. You know, he can do what he wants. He's going to come and do a show. People are going to go and see it and enjoy it.
So if that were to happen, and I stress if that were to happen, Shane, then Fela and Fobel would be taking a side, wouldn't they? They would be protecting the performer and stopping the protesters having access to him and stopping journalists having access to him. Now, I stress, I don't know if they're going to do it, but if they did it, and it's often the case that performers are protected from the media, is that Fela and Fobel's role tonight?
Well, I think they've I know they're a community organisation, so they do have a duty of care to the community, but they've also got to look after the act as well. If he's got to go in before and have a bit of a circus and answer a load of questions and face stuff like that, he's probably not going to be in a good, you know, frame of mind to go and then make, I don't know whether it's 2,000 people or not, laugh.
Some people might say tough.
Yeah, but I mean, if I was him, I wouldn't want to go and face that beforehand. Maybe afterwards, if you really wanted to do that, that's maybe something you could do after. But I think that's totally up to him, and Fela would sort of have to speak to him about that and see whether that's something.
It would be good if he did do it, because it is the elephant in the room, and he is very controversial, hugely outspoken, and he writes articles in the Guardian newspaper about all sorts of issues. So it would be good of him to address this issue, because it is now mentioned
in
the national.
Do you do that before? Does he do that before every single gig? You know, where does that stop?
Not every single gig. This has caused particular controversy. Now, maybe it's because we're all a bunch of moaners and everyone's objecting. A lot of people are objecting.
But the difference here, which I tried to articulate earlier, is Fela and Fobel is a community organisation, and part of the community is complaining. Part of the community is upset. So is it for Fela and Fobel, and I stress again, I don't know if they will or will not do this, I'm asking an open question. If they were to do it, is it actually for Fela and Fobel to go against the wishes of the community to have access to Frankie Boyle to protest to him? That's the question.
What do I say? He's got a lot more material that talks about a lot more taboo subjects, so... You know, do people just want to talk about? I mean, he talks about pretty much everything taboo that you can think of. So, you know, is he just going to be questioning one thing, or does that open it up to, do people just get to pick every single thing he talks about and ask him about it? Because you could fill hours and hours of asking him, you know, why did you make that joke, or why did you feel that was funny?
I wonder would Fela and Fobel, I don't know, would they book a comedian who wanted to make jokes about Catholics being shot by the British Army? Would they book a comedian that thought Bloody Sunday was funny? I wonder would they do that? Patrick and Derry. Hello, Patrick.
Hiya.
Go on, Patrick.
I'm thinking the same. Let him try that one. I mean, he's taking the mickey out of people who can't hit back. Let him go into the holiday. Let him start slagging off the Irish. Let him start slagging off McGuinness. Let him start slagging off Gerry Adams. See how long he lasts before he's booed out of the place. She's hypocritical for them people to come on there. It's been proven that there's big money getting made out of this. Big money by them up in the falls. And I'm surprised that the people up there actually supported something. There's plenty of other topics in this world where they're having to go at Down Syndrome children. It's disgraceful. But then, that's the way the morals of Ireland is going. One time there is...
It's a sell-out gig, therefore there's an appetite for this comedy, Patrick.
That's what I mean. And that's a sick...
Free speech. Free speech.
See that word free speech? I'm sick of listening to that there. It's already brought out when it suits people. That's a joke. Nobody ever hears the...
Well, I'll tell you what, Patrick, stay there, because here's Chris in Belfast who is going to the gig. You've spent £100 on 4 tickets, Chris.
That's right.
Say good morning to Patrick here. He doesn't think the gig should go ahead.
Patrick, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you too.
Thank you. Patrick, I understand what you're saying. I'm from West Belfast. I have listened to this argument for weeks now. Now, as I say, I spent £100 on 4 tickets to go and see this show tonight. It's Fela and Fobel, the festival of the people. We're all people, all of us, including myself. Now, I am looking forward to going to that show tonight. I spent a lot of money, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. If you don't like what he has to say, don't go to it. Now, I know Stephen can get on here and he can say, but look at the things he's saying about people with Down syndrome and life expectancy, et cetera, et cetera. I accept the fact that some people will have an issue with that. I accept that. And I accept what you're saying. Don't forget, last night, the chief constable of the PSNI was on the Falls Road, the heartland of West Belfast, having a chat and a debate with McGuinness.
And what? Has things not moved on there? I said, hey, wait a minute, that's war.
What's your point?
Taking the mickey out of Down syndrome people. I don't care what McGuinness and them do. It's about 10 years up in Northern Ireland. But that's a hypocritical point, because DUP, Robson and McGuinness shake hands all the time, and at the same time they're cutting each other's throat. So that hypocrisy I don't want. And I don't want the one about...
But listen, Patrick, we're talking about a community.
No, let me say it. I am saying he could talk about any topic. This world is full of topics. You can have a go at the ISIS.
Who are you to tell him what to say and what he can't say? Who are you to tell him what he can and can't say?
Oh, so he's entitled to do that?
He's entitled to say what he wants.
If he comes on the night, taking the mickey out of Martin McGuinness and Sinn Féin and all the rest of them, you'll be up there cheering your head off because that's how you think about it. Is that right?
No.
Why would you not be cheering in such a hypocritical way going on? It's allowed to pick what suits you. That's what it does. Only what suits you, and you don't give a monkeys about the
Just to remind everybody, so Frankie Boyle is an accomplished comedian. Let's be fair to Phelan Fogel here. He is not banned from any channel. In fact, he is appearing on many network television channels who want them because he's popular with the audience. And Chris in Belfast, you're one of them.
Absolutely, Stephen. And at the end of the day, if I knew the man was coming to the Odyssey Arena, you'd probably be looking like a Kevin Bridges coming in September here. He's about £50-60 a ticket, and you're probably going to be looking at that. And I would pay that to go and see him there. My point's this. I'm Patrick. Please don't think I'm being rude to you this morning. I'm not. Getting to the point where I'm a little bit...
Point. You see, Chris, I think you're the sort of person who would go and see Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown doesn't take a mickey out of Down syndrome.
Who's Charlie Brown?
And the sort of things that people go and watch. And I don't care because they're lewd jokes, and lewd jokes are watched by a lot of people, so I'm not going to care about that. But you're taking the mickey out of people who can't have it back. That's the sore point. And for you to go and pay your money...
Well, he's not taking the mickey out of anybody.
That's what sickens me.
Okay, let's let you reply to that, Chris.
Well, I mean, Stephen, thank you so much. I don't really need to say it. The reality is, well, I'm not taking a mickey out of anybody. I'm not the one standing on stage making the jokes.
No,
I'm simply going. So you keep interrupting me.
Let's finish, Patrick.
Yeah, my point's this. If you don't want to go to the show, don't go. It's one night. I think Phelan and Fubble done a brilliant thing in being able to get the man to come here. And let's be honest about it. Frankie Boyle, like you said, Stephen, he's an accomplished comedian. He can stand up there. He's been heckled before. He will be loving this. He will be loving the fact that there'll be media there this evening. Going to a pub, let's be honest, going to a park in the middle of West Belfast, where there will be thousands of people there. The media attention, the uproar outside it, Frankie Boyle will be loving this. So what you're saying, Patrick, the fact that you're on the radio this morning talking about it,
should he be allowed to be slipped in a back door, Chris?
Well, let's be honest about it. Well, to be honest with you, in regards to the likes of last week, there was a rave on, there was different bits and pieces. Then people came through a proverbial back door.
Yeah, but there wasn't the community, some of the community who actually, this is a community festival, wanting to show their protest to Frankie Boyle. Should Fela and Fobel facilitate a performer avoiding the community who Fela and Fobel represent? And I stress again, I do not know what they're doing. They might insist that he comes in the front door. I don't know. In fact, you know what we'll do just to clear this up, Chris? Hold on, Patrick. You know what we'll do? We'll contact Phelan Fogel now, rather than me speculating, and ask them, are they going to insist at the very least that this performer sees the protesters, some of whom come from their community?
Well, like, Stephen, let's be honest about it.
We'll ask them now,
if he doesn't know what's going to be going on. You know, if he goes onto the BBC website this morning, it's your headline on BBC NI, you know, West Belfast or Belfast is divided, etc., etc. He knows what's going on.
Let's be honest about it. Listen,
the reality is...
It's a big story, this. I've just been contacted by someone in Monaco, for goodness sake, who has seen this story on the television, the fact that it's going on tonight in Belfast.
What's their opinion about it? You know, You know, I know you go to Manchester and work all weekend. You know, if he goes to Manchester, would there be the same uproar?
Well, I'll be doing this story on Five Live tonight.
Well, I know, well, and that's good. And it'll be interesting to hear what your viewers have to say across the water. Because let's be honest about it, Steve. If this is in Manchester, I mean, I haven't heard about Frankie Boyle going and doing a gig in Edinburgh or doing Manchester or London where there is the same uproar. And at the end of the day, it's the same joke he told in 2010.
Stephen.
So I just think it's political correctness gone mad.
Stephen.
Really do.
Hold on, Patrick. Jack in Guildford. Morning, Jack. Go ahead, Jack.
Good morning. I'd just like to know if it would be all right for him to talk about the life expectancy of hunger strikers or make jokes about that in West Belfast. Has he been told what is taboo and what is not? Or has he total free speech to make whatever jokes he likes?
And that is a key...
I certainly would not be attending if that was the case.
Well, and that, but that
I
is
won't
a...
be attending anyway
that,
if I don't
that,
like the guy.
That is a key question, Jack. Does anybody think that Frankie Boyle or any other comedian would get away with standing on that Fela and Fobel platform and saying it was funny that hunger strikers died? Like, what? How would you answer that question? Jack? He's gone. Pete. Hello, Pete.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
How would you answer that question?
Would
Fela and Fobel take the same approach? And book a, I don't know, and book a comedian who had said it was funny that Thomas Begley died early during the Shankill bomb.
You wouldn't say that on stage, would you? If you were going to West Belfast, you're not going to say that.
But he stood in front of the people, the parents of people with Down syndrome, and said this. That's what he did.
But he didn't actually stand in front of a crowd of people who were specifically there and their children were Down syndrome children. You know,
well, he now knows that there will be people there tonight. Parents of people with Down syndrome. There may indeed within these protests be people with Down syndrome who are there tonight. And I have not seen any assurance from Fela and Fobel or from Frankie Boyle that he will not repeat the offensive comments.
That's true, but there have been other events at Fela and Fobel. This is the first time I'm actually going to Fela and Fobel in the entire time it's been there. This is the only thing I've ever really wanted to see. But like last night, George Hamilton was present and there was protesters at that. But that's not getting as much coverage. You know, people in the community didn't want to see George Hamilton in their community. But that's not getting as much write-up as this is getting. So, you know, his presence offended people. So I don't see the difference. You know, people can protest it, but they can't stop it. If people want to go see it, they should be allowed to go see it.
Well, there's a huge difference. There's a huge difference, isn't there? Because the Chief Constable the Chief Constable was going to the Fela Festival to articulate his genuine beliefs.
Yep.
Frankie Boyle... is, well, certainly went to other festivals. We don't know what he's going to do tonight to make fun of the fact that some disabled people die early because of their disability.
No, he's not going to make fun of anybody. He's going to be a comedian. And, you know, comedians can be challenging. You know, you don't hear people on radio shows every day complaining about things like Family Guy, which is on TV every night, on repeats every night, three or four times on, like, two different channels. And some of that is really challenging and a bit disturbing. You know, it's a bit close to the bone sometimes. But you don't hear people complaining about that so
Heidi?
Much, or at Norms.
I think the other point that really hasn't been brought up is that this is a community, this is a public funder, it gets public funding to happen, the entire festival. And I think
there's lots of other things that get public funding. I'm not going to, this could start an argument, but the Orange Order, you know, the things that cleaned up after the Orange Order, like we were talking about yesterday, you know, where charities don't get that funding, you know, they have to pay for their policing and their cleanup.
But it doesn't, you know, throwing another example onto one example doesn't make the first example disappear.
Exactly, but that goes again then for
Frankie. I think it's great.
For Frankie, because Frankie's done one thing you don't like. That doesn't mean he's going to
get a massive round of applause. He will be feted whenever he does his show. I'm sure a lot of it will be hilarious. It'll be interesting and not brave, but I think he sort of a little bit has a bit of a duty to at least reference it in his set, because as I say, it's the elephant in the room and everyone else is talking about it. So it would seem a bit strange if he goes on, does his hour and a half, whatever, and doesn't even mention the controversy. In a way, if he's very clever about it, he'll weave it into the material that he does tonight. It'd be interesting to see how that is presented and how the audience engages with that.
Oscar in Belfast.
We live in a society that everyone has something to say and they can all say it openly.
Morning, Oscar.
Yes, good morning.
Go ahead.
You see this freedom of speech nonsense? It is nonsense. There's people been actually jailed in this country for shouting up their ass. Look at that. Last week, the bus man is going to get in trouble for passing a remark, rightly so. So a load of nonsense about this free speech. You can say and do what you want. You can't. You have to think of other people when you make these statements. and he's making a living out of abusing children.
Well, he's not abusing...
That's my opinion.
Well, obviously, you're saying verbally abusing children.
Verbally abusing, sorry
yes,
about that.
He would suggest...
And he's making a good living out of it.
He would suggest that what he is doing is an alternative form of comedy.
That's
look,
right. Well,
okay, so Oscar, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you. Heidi, thank you. Sian, thank you. Johnny, thank you.